The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little word about forgiveness today. Peter approached Jesus and says, "How many times must I forgive someone? As many as seven times?" And Jesus says, "Not seven times, but 77 times. And when he says that, he recalls a story from the book of Genesis in which there was a character named Lamech. And Lamech was a descendant of Cain. And Lamech used to boast of his vengefulness. He would say, "Cain was avenged seven times and Lamech will be avenged 77 times. Boasted of his vengefulness. And Jesus contrasts that with the forgiveness that he asked of his disciples, and then he tells us all this story. One man was forgiven a huge amount. And the actual amount, in Greek, it says, a myriad of talents. Now, when we use the word myriad, we just think it means a great big number. But did you know that in Greek, myriad means 10,000? Murion talenton is what Matthew actually says. And a talent is a unit of money. It's not like a skill. A talent is a unit of money, and it's worth 6,000 days' wages, or 16 years of labor. And so I did the math for you this morning, and that's 160,000 years of wages, just forgiven. And then he finds his fellow servant who owed him a much smaller amount, and the much smaller amount is 100 denarius coins. And one denarius coin was worth one day's wage, or 100 days' wages, or almost a third of a year of salary, right? And you could buy a couple stained glass windows at St. Jude Church for that much money. Okay? But that's no small amount. It's not a trifle, but it's absolutely nothing compared to what he's been forgiven. And of course, you understand the message. But here's what I'd like to share with you here this morning. Not only is this an instruction to forgive, this is an instruction in how to forgive. So I read something fascinating in the Catechism. I'd like to share it with you. It says that the way in which you're supposed to forgive is you pray about the fact of how much God has forgiven you. But when you do that, one of God's rewards to you is that he heals your own memory. Do you believe that? It's in the Catechism. When you pray about how much God has forgiven you and try to use that to forgive somebody else, God rewards you with healing your memory. Because some offenses are so great, you can't forget them. Forgive and forget doesn't work. You can't forget them. And forgiveness doesn't mean that your relationship is restored, and it doesn't mean that trust is restored. It only means one thing. I decide that I will not hold this offense against you. But when you remember how much God has forgiven you, he heals your memory. Very important thing to keep in mind. I'm certain that God sends some people into our lives just to give us practice on little things. There was a seminarian once who had a discussion at a dinner table, and it got very ugly, as dinner discussions sometimes can. And after dinner, he went up to this seminarian's room, knocked on the door, and said, "I'm so sorry for how the conversation went." And the other seminarian fired back, "I forgive you. I forgive you for being a jerk." Okay, so now I have two things to forgive. But these people are placed into our lives so that we can practice. I'm absolutely convinced of that. Another thing to remember in forgiveness, it doesn't mean you can't correct. Forgiveness doesn't mean accepting injustice. Classic example of this, Pope John Paul II forgave the man who shot him. But remember, he forgave him in prison, right? He didn't throw him out of prison. He went to jail, said, "I forgive you," and left him in prison. So sometimes it's okay to correct people. I lived with a priest once who had an utterly irritating habit. He would finish the carton of milk and put the empty carton back in the fridge. Or he would finish a can of soda, and then he would leave the empty can wherever he finished it. And I guess he imagined that magic rectory elves came and lifted his cans and took them into the trash. We had to tell them, "Please throw your stuff away." But it was practice and forgiveness, and also a reminder that it's okay to correct, so don't misunderstand. A little word about forgiveness here this morning. A very harsh message. You have to forgive. You don't have a choice. Forgiveness is offered to you on no other terms, and how badly we need that forgiveness. So remember our Lord's words, "Blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs." Amen.